listening to all this nonsense about how Uncle Ben was going to hold this historic first open press conference. We're talking about Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman. And all this big buildup, you know, and I put a piece up on the website last night, which, I'm sorry. Most of you know by now I've got an excessively twisted, jaded sixth sense of humor. And you know, somebody wrote a column called 20 Questions to Ask Bernanke. Well, I expanded it and figured, no, it's probably actually 22 questions, one of which, to some degree, and it's like, man, this sucker disappeared. Oh, yo, Uncle Ben, he kind of overcooked the rice, didn't you? Question number 22 should have been, when are you announcing your retirement? So the guy gets up there, runs his mouth. Now, Wall Street, I am thoroughly convinced at this point in time, Wall Street is betting against America. Wall Street is betting against the administration. Wall Street's betting against the dollar, which, by the way, after Bernanke ran his mouth, the dollar fell to its August 2008 low after Bernanke spoke. And the Dow went up 96 points, 12,691. The NASDAQ up 22. The S&P 500 was up 8. Global Dow, I've never seen this much of a move in the global Dow, up 7% or 7 points. That's 0.33%. Up 7 points. The global Dow is betting against America. Oil is up another 48 cents in the aftermarket at $113.24 a barrel. And yesterday, all the writers came out. It's all over. Gold and silver, they're on the dive. They're crashing. They're coming down. The bubble gun been popped. I love it. The markets are closed. Everything's all over and done with. And we're looking at gold at $1,528.50 an ounce, another record. Yeah, that's right now. Gold up $12 in the aftermarket. And silver? Oh, you don't want that silver stuff. It's been going nuts. Silver's only up another 61 cents at $48.38 an ounce right now. As far as the platinum, yeah, it's up a couple of bucks in palladium and rhodium. Rhodium's just been down 20 bucks today. I don't know why. Why? Maybe the space shuttle's getting ready to take off. Gabby made it down to Florida today. Good for her. God bless you, Gabby. Why? Because she got shot? No, because she's one of the chosen people. She should be blessed. But you know what? She was chosen to get shot that day, and she came out of it. That's one strong gal.
News today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
In the words of the late, excessively great Robert Mitchum, beef, it's what's for dinner. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this amazingly eventful 27th day of April, 2011, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I made several statements before the break that I'm convinced Wall Street is betting against America. They're betting against the United States. They're betting against the government. They're betting against employment. As a matter of fact, one of the employment headlines I read today, you know, U.S. employers have now shifted towards temporary workers. You see, if they hire temporary workers, they can pay a much lower wage, don't have to pay benefits, no health insurance, no, they don't have to develop any kind of profit sharing or 401k or anything of that nature. Even the CEO, the chief executive officer at Walmart, has openly said that consumers are feeling greater pressure. And yet Wall Street goes up. The dollar goes down. Treasuries tank today. Long-term bonds. It's like, Ben, shut up. Don't open your mouth. Even Ron Paul has told Bernanke that it's time he owns up to his problems. He said that Bernanke never really admitted any blame for problems with the dollar, the prices, or inflation. It's amazing. Of course, now Bernanke came out and said, no, there will be no QE3. You know, QE2 or quantitative easing 2 was scheduled to come to an end at the end of what, June? Bernanke said there won't be QE3. And yet he said the Fed's going to continue to buy up all the bonds and the bills they possibly can. Isn't that the same thing? You can call it what you want, Ben, but you really have overcooked the rice. It's pretty appalling. Who M's is calling me? Oh, my son. I'm not answering that. I'm on the air, you bum. Well, today was another interesting day for other reasons. And I frankly don't really even want to talk about the issue because I'm sick and tired of the issue. Oh, hippie, I don't disagree with that. That punk just wasn't a very good shot. He didn't care who he hit. Gabney's going to come out of this a real champ. As many of you know, for nearly 10 years now, 10 years in July, I have a website called federalobserver.com. It is a place where I used to probably post 20 to 25 new columns every single night, along with my associate, Uncle Louie. I don't have that kind of time anymore. I get around to posting a few things a week. I've got some marvelous contributing writers, people like Neil Ross, Ron Ewart, Alan Karuba. Now, Karuba's out there all over the place, but I go back with Alan a lot of years. My good friend Rick Biaseda out of Chicago. So many others. Over the years, I've carried Baldwin, I've carried Pratt, I've carried people that others now carry. I brought certain writers to the forefront that have gone on to bigger and better things. I'm very proud of my association with those folks. A couple of years ago, I began getting presentations from a retired Air Force gentleman. I like Aaron's no-nonsense way of approaching, Aaron Cantor. Aaron lives in Nevada, absolutely hates Harry Reid's guts, as any thinking individual up there would do. And one of the biggest topics of the day that, of course, all the news people just wanted to have all sorts of fun with, they wanted to poke fun at Donald Trump and everything else, was the fact that Uncle Reem Us got up on the air this morning, up on the television. See, I've done it. Here it is. I done got my birth certificate. Here it is. I done lets the public seize it. Well, I swore I wasn't going to waste one second of time talking about it. But my friend Aaron Cantor, and I will have this posted on the Federal Observer later this afternoon, less than an hour ago, as a matter of fact, posted a very well-written column called More Smoke Up Our Kilt. Aaron says we can begin with the fact that the serial number on this supposed legitimate birth certificate is out of sequence with, for instance, the lady whose twin daughters were born the next day. So let us move on to the description of his father as African, when in fact back then in 1961, the term Negro was being used on birth certificates. Now, his father was from Kenya, and at that time, in 1961, he would have been a subject of the British Crown, making the baby, at the very least, a dual citizen. And his mother was too young to confer citizenship on him, thereby rendering him forever ineligible to be president of the United States. Moving on, the lady showing the birth certificate of her twin daughters is black background with white lettering. This Obama piece of paper is the same green paper as the first phony certificate they tried to palm off on us. That's called a real palm job. Moving right along, did anyone happen to notice that there is no state seal on the document? Newsflash, Mr. Harvard-educated lawyer. If you're going to try to work a con, at least hire some people who know something about manufacturing phony ID. This piece of trash wouldn't even get you into a tavern. Henry Gondorf, you ain't. You know who Henry Gondorf was? 6 years after the 14th Amendment became part of the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Supreme Court in Minor versus Happersett in 1874 commented that if you were born in the United States and both of your parents were U.S. citizens at the time of your birth, you were without a doubt a natural-born citizen. In the same case, the Supreme Court also remarked that if you were born in the United States but your parents were not both U.S. citizens when you're born, then your natural-born citizenship would be in doubt. And there's no evidence of any kind, Cantor continues, that his daddy was a U.S. citizen at the time of Barry's birth. Therefore, he is not a natural-born citizen. Now, given the above about his citizenship being in doubt, and also given the feelings of a large portion of the population, if some melon-headed jackass in a black robe, that would be the Supreme Court of the United States, you know, not the KKK, they come in white robes, If some melon-headed jackass in a black robe tried to render a ruling that he is illegitimate, that could very likely be the match to the powder keg. Something pretty fishy about this latest birth certificate. Aaron thinks it's not over by a long shot, just starting to come to a boil. His own personal feeling is that all of our current politicians of both parties should be arrested, thrown out of office, as they are the most incompetent bunch of bums it has ever been my displeasure to come across. Founding fathers did not intend for these people to make a lifelong career out of the job. Citizen legislators, when they stay too long at the ball, want to continue dancing, and it becomes at our expense. If allowed to fester any further, like a boil on the butt of the nation, we will no longer have a nation. Aaron, my dear friend, I'm not sure that we do have a nation any longer. It's pretty bad. Have I seen this? My niece is sending something to me that looks like it is a picture of her with my... Oh, no, I haven't seen that picture. The pictures of my nieces. How beautiful. My goodness, they're growing up. Jesus. And that's why I do these things. It's for my grandkids. It's for my children, my nieces, my nephews. I don't think I'll live long enough to have great-grandkids. Pray God not. There are a lot of other things to discuss regarding the Obama scenario, but you know what? I'm not going to be the guy to do it, because to me it is an absolute waste of my time. You know, Granny made an interesting comment this morning in one of her emails. I don't know if I can find it, because this was once again not my intent today. Come on, Granny, where are you? Granny says, unless you believe the debate about the fraud's birth certificate is nonsense, that the fraud was born in circumstances that make him eligible to sit in the Oval Office, you must cease using the term birthers. For those of us who do not believe Obama's eligible to sit in the office, the correct term is verifiers. Well, we're not questioning his birth. We're simply trying to verify that it took place as he and his cover-your-butters stated did. We're trying to verify that Obama was natural born on American soil, the two American citizens, according to the provisions in the Constitution. What really sucks is that there are a series of interpretations as to where one must be born. It is well known, Granny says, the founders borrowed the term from the Law of Nations. And the historical definition of the term, citizen, is indisputable based upon four simple statements dating back to the mid-1700s. One, natural-born citizen are those born in the country of parents who are citizens. Two, those children naturally follow the condition of their fathers and secede to all of their rights. Thirdly, the country of the fathers is therefore that of the children, and these become true citizens. And finally, in order to be of the country, it is necessary that a person be born of a father who is a citizen, for if he is born there of a foreigner, it will be only the place of his birth and not his country. I never heard it, man. Where are we going here?
It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
I'd like to get you on a sailboat to China, all to myself.
Taking a maiden voyage tonight, are we? Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I had a couple of technical things, and I have not been hearing music come in tonight. I do apologize to you. I keep rambling, and bang, I'm gone. Early in the program, I shared with you what was going on with the metals in the after-hours situation. I've watched quite an interesting day, and I'm going to take a few minutes to share some things with you that I would not normally do on a Wednesday night. I have a very special offering for exactly one person. Silver in the after hours is up 77 cents, currently at $48.54 an ounce. Gold at $1,500, that's $1,527.90 an ounce right now. I got a real rude awakening this morning. I got up early this morning. I started getting calls from a series of Michaels that I work with and some other clients, some IRA business I had to do today to fulfill some IRA stuff, putting silver in it. I placed orders for a couple of boxes, monster boxes of American Eagles. I think one client, we put 70 Canadian Maple Leafs in her IRA just to kind of round things up. A few loose funds she had that we had to get distributed. And about a half an hour later, I received a notice from one of my suppliers, the only one that right now is open. My other supplier will be back open next Monday. Appropriately, May Day. That's the communist's favorite day. And I was notified that across the board, and understand that 4 months ago, this very same company somehow had a heads up and was somewhat ahead of the curve. I shared with you last night that what is happening in the silver market is becoming unbelievable. As of last night, I was told that if orders for boxes, monster boxes of American Eagles and Canadian Maple Leafs, the next scheduled shipping date was the last week, or I'm sorry, the week of the 23rd of May. Folks, that's like nearly 4 weeks out from now. The notice I got this morning as I began to place orders was that shipping is now for new orders going to take place during the latter part of the first week of June and the early part of the second week of June. This is still April. That's how far down the road silver is. The company I'm acquiring this from is one of the 13 major American Eagle gold and silver distributors in this country. They're among the 13 that have been approved. I was told as of yesterday, Monex is no longer taking orders for silver American Eagles because nobody knows how far out they're going to be there. I was also told that the wholesale premium on silver Eagles is up another 50 cents an ounce. That's in addition to the movement in spot silver. Now, Bennett, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, let's put it real simple. Yesterday, do I hear music running, or is that something in my head I'm hearing? I don't know. Okay. Spot silver yesterday was as low as $45.65 an ounce. Right now, it's $48.54. It's up nearly $2. That means an ounce of silver is up $2 plus an additional 50-cent premium. And we're talking nearly mid-June delivery for any new orders. You want to hear how sickening it is? Now, this is where you got to get ready. If you are someone who's interested in buying a monster box of silver, you do not want to miss what I'm about to tell you. You're going to get one chance, and one chance only. And my recommendation is not going to be by phone because I'm still on the air for another 30-odd minutes. Currently, as of right now, monster boxes of silver American Eagles prices are ranging between $26,300 to as high as $26,755 a box delivered. Sometime in early to mid-June delivery. It's getting scary out there. As I mentioned, today our wholesale premium was increased by 50 cents an ounce, and that's for delivery out into mid-June. Somewhere in that price range, 26.3 up to 26.755. Republic Trading Group has one monster box available. Well, not for immediate delivery, but for delivery about 2 to 2.5 weeks earlier than if you were to place a fresh order with me right now that I would have to go out and buy for you. The dealers are very quickly cutting off orders, but I have access to one box, not for that $26,300 to $26,755 range. I have one box available. It's going to ship 1 to 2 weeks earlier. I'm not going to give you the price yet. This is what becomes important. You can take a chance and you can wait. You can call me after this program's over in 30 minutes at 1-800-691-7898. And I suppose by some quirky remote chance, the box of silver Eagles may still be available. These are not rounds. They're not Maple Leafs. They're not Vienna Philharmonics. They are brand new, freshly minted, 2011. It's a sealed U.S. mint box of American silver Eagles. I wouldn't rely on waiting for the phone call. You can do it. Don't call me now. You got to wait till the show's over, you know, another half hour. That phone number is 1-800-691-7898. I know I haven't given the price yet. Just hang on. 800-691-7898. But that would be a mistake, I think. This has been an amazing day. I was still writing orders 10 minutes before going on the air tonight. All of a sudden, everybody's woken up and people are ordering gold again. People are still ordering silver, but it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. Had a young man earlier in the week who ordered, I don't know what it was, I guess 100 ounces of buffalo rounds, wired his funds in, wants to know what the status of his delivery is, which, you know, I think is a fair question to ask, but I'm pretty open with people right now that they're looking at, under most circumstances, a minimum of 3 weeks. And some stuff is out as far as 4 weeks. Just because I've been able to lock in a price doesn't mean anything is physically in somebody's hands at that moment. Funds have to get wired out. Some funds have got to be sent out there to get the product in hand so that we can start shipping. So, here's the other option. Now, I'll give you the price in a moment. I know I'm dangling that carrot, aren't I? Isn't it fun? This is going to benefit you for that one lucky person. And no, I can't duplicate it. There's only one box. If you are interested, if you don't just send me an email if you're interested. I'm telling you the whole ballgame right here and now. Send me an email to gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Don't send it to republictrading.net. I won't get that. Those emails do not come to me, ladies and gentlemen. That's all part of that separate site where you order the Jackson medallions and all that stuff. You have to reach me through the republictradinggroupinternational.com website. And down there on the right-hand side, third box down, it says Contact Us. You click on the email address, and it'll hook you up. If you want it, and you're the first email that comes in, make sure I've got your name, your shipping address, contact phone number. The first email that comes in that says they're taking it, it's theirs. Everybody else is not going to get this package. There are some other packages available that will be priced very, very fairly. But this is for a box of silver American Eagles. It's not going to cost you between $26,300 and $26,755, which is what the current market rate is on that monster box. I have one box available for $25,625. That is approximately an $1,130 savings for a whole box. That's better than a buck off a coin right now. First email that comes in, I hope you're a regular, because you're going to know what the wiring, you know, I'm going to have to send you special wiring instructions for this one. Wanting it is one thing. But you must answer the question, do you have the ability to do a bank wire transfer tomorrow morning? I cannot accept a check for this package. For this one monster box of American Silver Eagles at $25,625, that's roughly, it's $1,000 plus off what the current market value is, what the boxes are selling for around the country. And this one's going to ship a couple of weeks earlier than any other order that I started taking today. It's a long story, how I got the box. But I got it. And you can have it if you want it. But you've got to send me an email right now. gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Hurry up, turn around, ask your wife, make sure you're all in simpatico with this thing, and make the decision to make the move. But you've got to be prepared to wire tomorrow morning. And I'll get you all the necessary wire instructions. They are very special wiring instructions. They are not our normal instructions. If you want, you can call after the program. If it's still available, that's great. It's amazing how many people listen to this network through their computer. And they don't know how to listen and conduct an email at the same time. I've been shocked at that, just absolutely shocked. But that is how we deal with that. Well, eBay's earnings jumped 20%. Whoopee-doo. Federal Reserve gave stock a bounce. See, there it is. Wall Street finishes solidly higher after the central bank's move. NASDAQ is back at December 2000 levels. But the dollar dipped against the euro, and treasuries fell. And gold is up, and silver is up, and platinum's up. Don't forget the big wedding this weekend, or whenever it's going to be. Don't you love that? Some jerk in London went out and got pictures of William and Kate tattooed on his teeth. Is that what kind of a sick society we live in today? Unbelievable. Simply unbelievable. Some of the headlines we posted last night were quite interesting. It shows a continued direction economically to some degree. According to one writer, we are about ready to face the 2008 crash, deja vu, all over again. We are going to relive it and relive it soon, he says. The stars are aligning again much faster than in 08. We are repeating the run-up to the 2008 meltdown leading up to the next election. You know, we keep hearing little rumors and stories that it's the economy, stupid, that may in fact bring Obama down. I don't care what brings him down. But bring him down. It's amazing. It's just unbelievable. Simply unbelievable. You've got it, Randy. You're covered. Done. John, I also received your email, and I fully understand it. And believe me, there are far other directions that I would rather go. And it just, unfortunately, there's a lot of, oh no, I'm not firing back. Believe me, I fully understand your frustrations. And believe me, it's my frustrations as well. And so don't be sorry to say it. I don't disagree with you. That's the crazy thing. And so the problem is, it's not just a matter of my making a living. That's the least of my concern. I've spent many, many years on the airwaves not doing what you're talking about, because to me it was the information that's far more important, and we will get back to that. There's just a lot of stuff going on right now. The network hired me to do a job, and I've got to do all I can to gear toward that. So don't disappear on me, John. We'll get there. Hey, I hate it. This is 3 days this week of this nonsense, and I get sick and tired of it. So some of the other headlines that are out there. By the way, the video we have for Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington on the front of Republic Trading Group website right now, I don't know if it still does, but when I first posted that, that video actually ran close to 8 hours. Yeah, I mean, great stuff. So, we'll see what happens. Are we going to have a rehash of 2008 in 2011 or 12? Could be. Lots of precious metal headlines today. Last night, before Uncle Ben even opened his mouth, dollar fell to a 16-month low against the euro. And then it fell again today. Home prices continue to decrease, approaching their recession low. Over at Mish's website, he says, there ain't no miracle cures from inflation. It's impossible to inflate ourselves out of this mess. Deflation or hyperinflation. Another column says, everything's okay with the economy. Go back to sleep. Well, that, according to what Paul Krugman tells us. This is the one I like. 17% of the full-time employed Americans are now raiding their retirement funds early just to survive. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I like this. What a stupid question. What is outsourcing? Say what? What is outsourcing? That's when my damn job gets given to somebody overseas. Outsourcing. Once upon a time in America, virtually anyone with a high school education and the willingness to work hard could get a good job. 50 years ago, a good job would enable you to own a home and buy a car, take a couple of vacations a year, retire with a decent pension. Unfortunately, those days are gone with the wind. And then we find out that 53% worry about not having enough money in retirement. 53% of Americans are worried about not having enough money in retirement, but up above, we're finding out that a whole mess of them are taking their money out of retirement early. Gee, do you think one of those things might have something to do with the other? Methinks we're in trouble. Oh, well, what can we do? Oh, my goodness. What else have we got here? You know, that's been part of the problem the last couple of weeks, partially due to the sickness factor I had going on, which I'm getting over and doing well with. Much, much better. Yeah, I like that, Mike. Take him out one way or the other. Good for me. Randy, I'll call you as soon as the program's over. How high is the corn grown? Still a little bit too early. It's too cold and wet up there. Huh? Interesting stuff. I will probably be doing some late night work tonight. This is one of the news things. I love this. Leon Panetta. This is a name out of the past. What, was he a part of the Clinton administration? Apparently, that Panetta is about to become the Secretary of Defense. And Petraeus is getting moved in as the head of the CIA. You can rest assured that means one day Petraeus will run for president. There's a good chance he's more qualified than the individual who resides in the White House now. Think about that. Let's see. What did I find out here? Muslim gal, okay looking, apparently was on the cover and did a nude layout of the German edition of Playboy, and she's now become called a whore and a slut by the entire Muslim community. I saw a couple of images of her today, and let me just say that while in some societies she might be quite good looking, in this particular society, not because of the pigmentation of her skin, I just didn't particularly find her that pleasant looking. Let's just say at 5 minutes before closing time, on my worst drunk of my life, would I ever have given her a tumble? That's another story. The real stakes go far beyond the fairy tale imagery and small republicanism. The left's plan to ruin the royal wedding. Who cares? What are we so caught up over here about the royal wedding across the pond? This is just more distracting nonsense. It's no different than, you know, Uncle Remus going on the air this morning with this little charade of his with the birth certificate. I don't care what website you go to. Now, can we get on with the real debate? They got blue ones. They got green ones. I've had more commentary about, look, this letter doesn't match that letter according to this. And it's still going to go on and on and on. And Trump, that idiot, goes on today. He's on a helicopter when he hears this, instantly tells the helicopter to land so he can go on and do a little soundbite thing. It was I who brought this thing to the forefront, and I was at the forefront of forcing this issue on Obama. And that's as far as this idiot goes with it. Uh-oh. Speaking about people in Iowa have been asked to return their unused prescription drugs. Now, why is that? You don't suppose that, you know, Walgreens and CVS and these other drugstores might consider taking these drugs back in and repackaging them and reselling them as fresh stuff, do you? You think they would do something like that? Well, according to Winery, the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement is partnering with local agencies across the state to take back prescription drugs. Take back my drugs. I told you when I went to the doc last week, and I said, what do I do with these drugs that this guy gave me that obviously were given to me? I'll dispose of them. Maybe my doctor's a drug addict. What do I know? Royal fever grips Washington. Hey, Obama and the missus ain't going over for the wedding, are they? Sure wish they'd get out of Dodge in D.C. and everywhere else. What's up, brother? Roger joined us. Did you guys get to listen to Roger this morning on the network? Got an email from him, said the best darn time in radio that he's ever done. And I'm glad. I'm glad to have been a small part of helping Raj to get on his feet and start getting this message out. Good stuff. Hold on to the audience. Excellent. Now, let's see. One of the guys in Gitmo got let out of jail or got let out of Gitmo because he apparently ratted on a whole bunch of other guys in there. And they believe this guy? What is this? Oh, geez. Obama was on Oprah today? He must have been in Chicago. Oh, that's right. I saw him taking his picture with the outgoing mayor, Richard Daley. Unbelievable. Donald Trump's polling very poorly in the swing states. Who the heck wants the guy? The only thing about, I've said this before, the only thing decent about Trump is that at least if he were in the White House, guaranteed to have a real good looker as his first lady. But so what? I mean, what difference does it make? I'm looking at another site. Every other article is about Panetta. Republicans are pivoting away from the birthers. The birthers are not convinced. How about, if you want to ask me, the whole mess of them living in the White House are after birthers? Well, I don't see much going on with those headlines. Actually, John, you gave me a good wake-up call. I mean, I've been aware of the fact what I've been doing, but I want to go back to what I do. A bunch of different things. I had a long talk with a freeze-dried guy last night, by the way. And we talked about a series of issues. I like this. Michelle Malkin's column today refers to Maxine Waters as the swamp queen. Sure enough. Freeze-dried guy and I talked for about an hour. I've got to shoot him out a synopsis later tonight. About a proposal I have for him. It's not going to benefit me, not going to benefit RBN directly. It is a really interesting concept that I want to share with you, the listener, that can be a tremendous benefit to you. Will Collier writes, thanks to Obama, gas jumps in a flash. What is that, jump on Obama flash? Hey, meet the new Cuba! Same as the old Cuba. You think so long as Fidel Castro is alive that there'll be real change in Cuba? You can make anybody the president of Cuba you want. But so long as that cat's alive, there ain't going to be no real change. By the way, I was right. The movie that was released, what, last week, 10 or 12 days ago, Atlas Shrugged? I was right. It is meant to be a three-part movie, but it's done so badly out of the mainstream that the chances are that there will never be a part two and part three made. The guy who did its work 20 years to bring this thing to the screen using some, you know, 10 or 12 years using $20 million of his own money, today he went back to work. He says, I'm not sure that it's worth tying myself up for the rest of my life doing this thing. They don't get it.
They just don't get it. And they probably never will. These are the frustrating things we face. And so, unfortunately, I still got to babble for about another 8 minutes yet. I'm tired. We don't care about that. We don't care about that. Oh, my God. Come on. Even one of my favorite alternative websites is everything on the front of this thing is this Obama thing. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sorry. That's going to offend some of you people. And I know that it needs to be addressed properly. But given everything that took place today, that facade that emanated from the orifice of one Saddam Hussein Obama or whatever his name is, it's just more theatrics. It's just something else to distract us all. Oh, did you hear that Bristol Palin's ex-paramour is now, quote, writing a book exposing the Palins? You know, this guy, what was his name? Levi. Levi Johnson or whatever his name is. He doesn't have to like the Palins. He doesn't even have to like his ex-girlfriend that he very quickly sacked in high school. But the guy has a child with this woman. And he's going to write a book trashing his own blood child's mother and grandmother and all the little siblings. And, you know, well, what is this? Sarah Palin and the Seven Dwarfs or whatever the heck it is over there? In other words, this guy's 15 minutes of fame is over. He dropped his drawers in Playgirl magazine. He made a rock and roll record with somebody, did some other nonsense. And now that he's run out of money and fame and nobody cares about the guy anymore, all of a sudden somebody's approached him and said, now looky here, boy, we can put you back on top of the map for a couple, another 15, 12 or 15 minutes. I'm going to help you write a book exposing your former one-time mother-in-law-to-be. Then this guy falls for it. The kid's going to get up to be about 14 or 16 years of age. He's going to keep trying to horn in for joint custody garbage, and I want to take the kid for the weekend. Where are you going? I'm going to Disneyland. Or I'm going to Madame Blanche's house of ill repute. And he's got to answer to the kid why he basically trashed the kid. The kid's going to have no respect for this guy, but then what did he care? Hey, listen. Levi Johnson took Bristol Palin out to a movie one night, and when she reached in the box to grab a handful of popcorn, there was something else there. And, well, forget it. You figure it out for yourself. And the fact of the matter is that she wound up pregnant. I mean, she's a nice enough young kid. You know, she just lives 30 miles here, 20 miles across the valley, maybe 10 miles from where I live, as the crow flies. And I guess she was doing everything she could to get out from underneath the shadow of mama, which probably isn't a bad thing to do. The young girl needs to stand out on her own without mama being in her damn face all day long. Hey, look, I had the same situation. I got out from underneath my mama's coattails just as fast as I could for the same reason. I didn't want her in my face all the time. You reach a point in this life that one must stand up, pull up their pants, or zip up their skirt and strut out the front door on their own and make your own way in this life. Doesn't matter if you're right, wrong, your folks agree, disagree, every person's got to make those own decisions for themselves. Their own decisions for themselves. And I think the Palin kid did a good thing. Of course, I'm sure mom will be down there saying, I want to see a kid. She won't be there for 3-4 days. I think mama's 15 minutes are definitely up. Oh, she's still going to make a bunch of money, and she'll run her pack and raise a bunch of money and run around and keep people guessing.
Jeez, Pimenta looks like a shriveled up prune. What do you mean, how did Trump become a contender? I didn't think he was. I still don't think he was. Well, a lot of stuff going on. Let us tomorrow walk away from the economics. Please let me get back to work and do some other stuff. I have to do it. It's what I enjoy doing. There are far more important things to deal with than just economics each and every week. So we will do that. John, thanks for smacking me in the butt over that. I realize I've been doing it far more than I would like to do, but probably didn't realize I was doing it as much as I was. So, hey, what is this? JewishJournal.com. What do we got over here? Oh, man. Ivanka Trump getting married. A very good-looking woman. She's got better hair than her daddy. All right, we're about to close. I've got no music. I can't hear anything. And it hasn't started yet. Okay, well, just make sure it's loud enough for me to hear it. Anyway, the man says it's just about time for us to go. Two little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell down and broke his head. Took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, no more jumping on that bed. And today, two monkeys were on Oprah. The female monkey gushed, he was born here. Oh, God. Thank you, Granny. Why not? Let's have some fun with it. Oh, well. Time to get on out of here. I have hours ahead of me yet tonight. See what we can do to get some things rolled up here tonight. Well, good Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Crank up some Mel Torme and walk me on out of here because I am ready to go. See you folks tomorrow.
All that jazz. Baby, you are really too much. You've got the skin that I love to touch. The skin I love to touch too much. And
gold, ever climbing.